Internet of Things applications are built on intelligent, networked electronic devices that are most likely battery-powered and transmit pre-processed data to a cloud-based infrastructure. An IoT device uses a variety of embedded systems, including processors, communication ICs, and sensors, to gather data, process it, and then send it back to a hub or another network node. This can range from a straightforward temperature sensor that relays the current room temperature to a central monitoring location, to a machine health monitor that keeps track of the long-term performance data of very expensive production machinery. IoT applications. The use cases for IoT devices are essentially limitless. Applications that use smart transmitters receive information about their surroundings before making decisions, like managing the temperature, sounding alerts, or automating processes. Moreover, portable devices like gas meters and air quality measurement systems send precise measurements to a control center over the cloud. GPS tracking technology is another use case. Via the use of intelligent ear tags, they enable the tracking of both cattle and cargo containers. They make up a minuscule portion of cloud-connected gadgets. Applications for infrastructure sensing and wearable healthcare are some more applications. Industrial IoT applications, a component of the fourth industrial revolution, are a key growth sector. Design challenges. Running power to most IoT nodes is not an option because they are typically placed after the fact or in challenging locations. This indicates that batteries and/or energy gathering are their sole power source. Large facilities can be highly expensive to move power around. Take the case of a remote IoT node in a factory as an illustration. The only remaining alternatives for powering these remote nodes are battery power or energy harvesting, because installing a new power cable would be expensive and time-consuming. The device's total cost of ownership is impacted by the necessity to adhere to a strict power budget to maximize the battery's lifespan. The requirement to replace the battery once its life has passed is another drawback of battery use. Included in this is the price of the battery itself, as well as the likely high expense of hiring workers to replace and possibly get rid of the old battery. Also, over-designing the battery increases its size and expense. Thus, it is crucial to optimize the power budget and reduce energy consumption wherever feasible to install the smallest battery while still meeting your design requirements. There are three main types of power sources for IoT applications. First, devices that rely on non-rechargeable battery power, primary battery. Devices that require rechargeable batteries. Devices that utilize energy harvesting to provide system power. Primary battery. In these applications, the device periodically wakes up before returning to a power-efficient deep sleep state. Its power source's high energy density and straightforward construction are key benefits. Batteries are not ideal for situations where power consumption is slightly higher, though, as they have a limited lifespan. Making the best use of the energy offered by different power sources is the main difficulty from a design standpoint. Making a power budget plan is crucial to maximizing the battery's lifespan, with 10 years being a typical lifetime goal. A low-power DC to DC converter, such as the analog devices LTC3036 with an extremely low quiescent current, a few nanoamperes, is a typical device ideal for non-rechargeable, battery-powered IoT devices. The LTC3037, a nanopower primary battery state of health monitor and Coulomb counter, is the companion device of the LTC3036. Just strap the IPK pins in accordance with the peak current necessary in the 5 milliamps to 100 milliamps range to utilize this device in a new design. Perform a few computations using your chosen battery, then fill in the recommended output cap using the chosen peak current from the datasheet. Rechargeable battery. Rechargeable batteries are a good solve.